This is John Trope with HolisticManners.com and Dr. Jennifer Stagg talking about naturopathic medicine and nutrigenome and epigenetic approaches to patient care. Dr. Stagg, thanks for joining us today. We're excited to learn more about how you integrate epigenetic and nutrition therapy into your practice. Let's talk about probably the most popular diet out there that must have some kind of epigenetic influence, and that's the Mediterranean diet. And in particular, using the Mediterranean diet to manage a number of different health issues, but in particular, better glucose control. What's your experience and insight on combining those concepts, nutrition therapy, epigenetics, and delivery of the Mediterranean diet?
Yeah, so Mediterranean diet has kind of been the core of the type of diet we've used in our practice pretty much from the start. And so we always noticed for some patients it was amazing. The results were just outstanding. And for some, they were kind of, middle of the road. And now that we have the ability to look at genetic testing, we can understand that better. So especially when it comes to diabetes. So there are a couple of genes that are expressed in some patients who have a higher risk of type 2 diabetes, and also they're associated with obesity. So those two genes are called FTO and then MC4R, and those are, again, the signal nucleotide polymorphisms. So there was actually a large-scale study done in patients who, 7,000 subjects who actually had those genes, and looked at them in terms of their adherence to a Mediterranean diet. And the results of the study showed that for these patients who followed the Mediterranean diet, their risk was completely counteracted when they, in terms of their risk of diabetes, as a result of following a Mediterranean diet. So that helps you to understand why some patients, a lot of times when we're using diet, we're using it for glycemic control, and certainly a lot of patients who present to your practice are coming in because they need help with weight loss, and a Mediterranean diet can be really effective there. We also see Mediterranean diet being used, certainly data coming out showing that it's effective even for depression. So again, you're looking at genetics, that this whole one-diet-fits-all approach may not be perfect. It works for, bulk of the population, but you do have these patients that really stand out, that they're the ones that you talk to other providers about and say, wow, look at the results I got with this patient. So having the ability to go in and do this testing and then put them on an appropriate diet. So for some patients, it may be that a lower fat diet that's still low glycemic in the amount of carbs that is in their diet may be more effective for them. But that's the beauty of genetic testing.
Yeah, great. What is it about the Mediterranean diet that you think makes it so powerful? Is it a macronutrient balance or profile, or is it key components from healthy lipids or phytonutrients, or I guess maybe all of that, that makes the Mediterranean diet so powerful and so effective?
Yeah, I think it's probably, there's so much history on Mediterranean diet and so much research out there. I agree. I think it seems to be a combination of these healthy oils. So the olive oils, the monounsaturated fatty acids seem to be really key in terms of heart health. The phytonutrient balance, though, is very high. So patients who eat a Mediterranean diet, it's also what we classically call a whole foods diet. So it's rich in phytonutrients and, even more importantly, a wide array of phytonutrients. And if you're really consuming more of a traditional Mediterranean diet, there's also, we haven't talked about herbs and spices. So we talk about plant matter, and we're thinking vegetables and beans and nuts and seeds. But the use of herbs and spices in terms of culinary usage has a long history. And again, these are just packed superfoods, packed with phytonutrients.
Okay, fantastic. Do you find it very challenging when you're working with patients when they come in and you realize there's a big component of this lifestyle, particularly diet and menu preparation selection, that's a real challenge for these patients? And how do you get them to make that transition to a healthier diet and even a full-fledged use of, say, the Mediterranean diet? I mean, what's the secret there to engaging a patient and get them to make that shift into lifestyle, improved lifestyles?
Yeah, so it really varies from patient to patient. That's that, you know, the being able to meet a patient where they are in terms of their level of change. So are they ready to make radical change, or are we dealing with someone who we have to take baby steps with? So you definitely have to deal with kind of like personal behavioral assessment there. Patients more and more are really motivated to take care of themselves. And so the patients that tend to come into our office are looking for a little bit of a different approach also. So we're also dealing with a little bit of a different population than the type of patient that presents to a primary care office and just ends up finding out on a screening test that they're pre-diabetic. They may not be motivated to make radical changes in their diet. So we're certainly, you know, we do have that difference because our patient population is going to look a little bit different. You know, some like really simple things that I start to do, and we work with children too. Where it's unfortunate we see children who are obese and who are even insulin resistant at young ages. And so to make change with them, sometimes it's just a matter of starting to introduce more plants into their diet. And so we're not necessarily, you know, it'd be nice to just pull everything away, but a little bit does actually make a difference. I've been able to observe that. So even the one example I would use is that I start splitting meals or snacks. So instead of taking away their starchy carb completely initially, I let them have half of that and then replace the other half with some sort of mix of healthy plant-based food.
Yeah, great, great. This is John Trope with HolisticManners.com and Dr. Jennifer Stagg talking about naturopathic medicine and nutrigenome and epigenetic approaches to patient care.